feared my displeasure more than they feared an enemy not yet seen. Perfect. I made a suggestion about the angle of the stakes on the face of the embankment, then went to talk with Narayan. I told him, "We'll scout their camp now."
"Just us?"
His grin was forced. "You and me."
"Yes, mistress. Though I'd feel more comfortable if Sindhu accompanied us."
"Can he move quietly?" I couldn't picture that bulk sneaking anywhere.
"Like a mouse, mistress."
"Get him. Don't waste time. We'll need all the darkness we've got." Narayan gave me an odd look, took off. We left a password, crossed the creek. Narayan and Sindhu stole through the woods as though to stealth-born. Quieter than mice, they took our pickets by surprise. Those had seen nothing of the enemy.
"Awfully sure of themselves,"
Sindhu grumbled, the first I'd heard him volunteer an opinion.
"Maybe they're plain stupid. The Shadow Master's soldiers hadn't impressed me with anything but their numbers."
We spied their campfires before I expected them. They'd camped among the trees. I hadn't foreseen that possibility. Damned inconsiderate of them. Narayan touched my arm diffidently. Mouth to ear, he breathed,
"Sentries, wait here."
He stole forward like a ghost, returned like one.
"Two of them, sound asleep.
Walk carefully."
So we just strolled in to where I could see what I wanted. I studied the layout for several minutes. "Satisfied," I said.
"Let's go."
One of the sentries had wakened. He started up as Sindhu drifted past, firelight glistening off his broad, naked back. Narayan's hand darted to his waist. His arm whipped. His wrist snapped. A serpent of black cloth looped around the sentry's neck. Narayan strangled him so efficiently, his companion didn't waken. Sindhu took the other with a strip of scarlet cloth. Now I knew what peeked from their loincloths. Their weapons. They rearranged their victims so they looked like they were sleeping with their tongues out, all the while whispering cant that sounded ritualistic. I said,
"Sindhu, stay and keep watch. Warn us if they discover the bodies. Narayan, come with me."
I hurried as much as darkness allowed. Once we reached camp, I told Narayan,
"That was neatly done. I want to learn that trick with the cloth."
The notion surprised him. He didn't say anything.
"Collect the 10 best squads. Arm them. Also the 20 men you think best able to handle horses. Ram!"
Ram arrived as I began readying my armor. He grew troubled. "What's the matter now?" Then I saw what he'd done to my helmet. "What the hell is this? I told you to clean it, not destroy it." He was like a shy boy as he said,
"This apes one aspect of the goddess Kina, mistress. One of her names is Lifetaker. You see, in that avatar, her aspect is very like this armor."
"Next time, ask. Help me into this."
10 minutes later, I stood at the center of the group I'd had Narayan assemble.
"We're going to attack them.
The point isn't glory or victory. We just want to discourage them from attacking us. We're going in, we're doing a little damage, and then we're getting out." I described the encampment, gave assignments, drawing in the dirt beside a fire. "In and out. Don't waste time trying to kill them. Just hurt somebody. A dead man can be left where he falls, but a wounded man becomes a burden to his comrades. Whatever happens, don't go beyond the far edge of their camp. We'll retreat when they start getting organized. Grab any weapon you can. Ram, capture every horse you can."